A reflection based on John chapter 11. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she told him. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odour, for he has been there 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." At the beginning of this passage, Jesus says, "This sickness will not end in death. It is for God's glory." Perhaps you are experiencing a time of darkness or loss of some kind at the moment. Are there words God has spoken to you in the past that seem to be being belied by what is happening to you? Spend a few moments thinking about those words. How do you react to them now? Can you believe in their truth? Martha and Mary struggle to have hope. If only you had come sooner, this wouldn't have happened. Are there areas in your life that you feel God has mismanaged or let you down with? Bring them honestly to God now. What is Jesus' reaction to the grief of the sisters and Lazarus' friends? Let yourself feel his reaction to your disappointment and pain now. As Jesus approaches the tomb and orders the stone to be rolled away, Martha is distressed and afraid. She feels she knows what lies behind the stone and what the effect of the stone's removal will be. Jesus reassures her. Let him reassure you now. Can you put your trust in him as he opens up a door of healing in your heart? Sit quietly with Jesus for as long as you need to. Receive his healing and give glory to God.